and this is The Reality Check. Welcome, and I hope you're having a phenomenal Thursday. I had a week off last week, and I've got to tell you, it was great. It was great. So we're back in the chair today, but in the captain's chair as usual. It's Glenn. How's it going, my friend?
Yeah, going great, thanks.
Good week last week?
Yeah, it was, yeah. Me and my wife Amy jumped on, for those that were listening, did our usual kind of takeover whenever you disappear off somewhere sunny or whatever. Yeah, it was good. And yeah, I've had a good week. What did I do? I went to the balloon festival on the weekend.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that because I missed it and I was so determined to see it this year.
Yeah,
I missed
definitely.
It last year and the year before.
I know, I have. It's one of those things where, like, because I'm not from Northampton originally. I moved here about 10 years ago, but I've definitely had, you know, 10 opportunities to go to the balloon festival and not previously made it. Although I think it used to be held somewhere else and I did check it out one year and it was quite expensive.
It used to be on the race course.
It is on the race course now, yeah.
I think that they moved it from there and then they took it back.
Because I know one year it might have been up at Sidwell perhaps, and I remember looking it up and it was really expensive, unless I was looking at the wrong thing or something. But yeah, basically it was the tickets were like £3, which was pretty reasonable.
That's really good.
And it was good. We went over on the Sunday. They weren't quite sure either whether they were, it was still quite windy, so it was kind of, we were waiting for the announcements to see whether they were going to let them off or not. They had them like standing and inflating and going down and stuff, but yeah, in the end they let off I think about 12 balloons.
Wow.
So that was quite fun to watch.
Good to watch.
But it was just, yeah, the rest of everything around it as well was great as well. So it was obviously, the balloons was like the main event at the end of the day, but they had loads of stalls and tents and music and fairground rides and everything. Wow. And there were loads of people there. Like, it was absolutely packed, like really, really well attended.
It is one of those events in Northampton that a lot of people talk about. I will definitely 100% put it in my diary for next year.
Yeah, well, we both go then. It'd be
and
good.
I'll tell you what we'll do next year. Let's do a radio show from the Balloon
from
Festival.
From the Balloon Festival live.
Can you imagine if we can get one of those balloons?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, get in a balloon. We'll need someone on the ground to film, and, you know, just in case you fall out of it or anything.
You don't want to be in the balloon. I hear it.
I don't know, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, what we're going to talk about today, there's a couple of things that we want to talk with you guys out there. First and foremost, we're going to talk about an organisation that Glenn's been involved with that is trying to get 5 million people to start to answer a questionnaire, give some blood, so that we can start to really prevent diseases and so on and so forth.
For future generations and that, isn't it, really?
So I want to talk about that in a short while, if that's okay, because as a reality check, I think that runs quite deep.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't want to sort of go into, because I don't know a great deal about it, but I think what you've already said to me, why wait?
Yeah, it's about being proactive rather than reactive, which is something that we talk about a lot on the show. And
it's something that we always talk about.
Yeah, and it's something that you can apply to all aspects of life. I think there's many areas where we're too reactive to problems rather than, you know, it's almost like sometimes using that extra investment to deal with something might take a little bit longer, but to deal with something in advance will save you lots down the line.
It almost seems to be one of those defaults of the human being to understand what you need to do to be the best for you, but we don't do it.
No.
You know,
we do it once, like we talked about many times. You know, you do it once, you're like, that was great. And then 6 months later, you're like, why didn't I do that again?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But, you know, I keep doing stuff like that.
Today, we're going to talk a little bit about being proactive in regards to our health. Now, it's something that we talk about all the time, you know, being healthy and getting fit and strong, both physically and emotionally. Glenn, you've got this information here about our future health .org.uk. Tell me a little bit about it.
So yeah, basically, I had a random letter come through the door that was we don't get post much these days, so I do tend to open it now. You know,
because there was a time you used to get so much.
Yeah, you'd just be like, no, they're all bills. No, so yeah, got this letter through the post, and it was the NHS in partnership with Our Future Health, who I think are like a not-for-profit charity type organization.
Yeah.
So their mission, I was reading through everything online, is that they want to try and get 5 million people to sign up, fill in a questionnaire, and then go along and get a few tests, like, so they check your cholesterol, your blood pressure, and they also take a blood sample so that they can check for any sort of What they're essentially looking at is they want to gather all this information from as many people as they can, from all walks of life, all ethnicities, all ages. The more diverse, the better, really, because okay. they want to then look at patterns and at things where, you know, they might see patterns with illnesses and mm-hmm. conditions and things like that. So it's, you know, some of the major killers, you got cancer, strokes, heart attacks, all that sort of stuff. If they can, from gathering this information, work out what's the likelihood based on, you know, they've done a big set sample, what's the likelihood of this person having one of these conditions, then it makes sense to do that, because in the long run that's going to save money, even though it's a big investment of time and money and resource now. If we could get to a point, and it's almost like, it gets me thinking of, like, what was the film, Minority Report, where they, you know, stop people from committing crimes before they even did it, because, you know, it's that kind of thing, isn't it? It's, instead of why wait until somebody's you know, diagnosed with cancer, and then it's a case of, right, how do we deal with this, okay, to get a good outcome, very much based on how early you found it,
yep.
and what you can do with it, and then some of it's genetic, and there's all these other aspects to it. But, you know, if you could get to a point where you sort of say, oh, you as an individual, or from people from your background, your age and your ethnicity or whatever, you know, in years time when we've got this information, can say you're at a much higher risk of having this illness. So, you know, these are the things that you can prevent. It might be like to change your diet now, or change this now, or start doing more exercise, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
So it seemed to me, because I've talked a lot about how everything that we do in this world seems to be a lot on the reactive side, and it's kind of, you know, very short-term systems in place and short-termism. And that to me, I was like, this is great. I want to sign up to this. The other reason that I wanted to sign up to it actually was because it said on there that they check your cholesterol. And it reminded me that about 20 years ago, there was like one of these vans that they had, like, where you can just go. It was in partnership with Flora, I think. And they were doing free cholesterol testing. And I was 18 at the time, worked in McDonald's. Wasn't particularly healthy, I don't think. But, I mean, I was a teenager, you know. And it was like, had my cholesterol checked. And the woman looked genuinely worried after she took the test.
Right.
I think she may have even gone and checked with a colleague or something, because I was so young as well. And she came back and she looked really stern and was like, she basically told me that I had a 60% chance of having a heart attack in the next 10 years.
Wow.
Which, if I was told that today, it would have a lot of bigger impact, I think, than when you're 18, you're like,
yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then just went back to life as normal. But yeah,
isn't that the, you know, I think one of the biggest things,
I'm still
that,
here obviously, it's been 20 years, so
yeah
so she was wrong.
But I think that is the same for a lot of people, you know, whether you're 18 or whether you're 80, something comes along and it's like, yeah, whatever.
Mm.
We were just talking in regards to doing the our futures health, .org. And one of the things that you'd said there about, you know, when you were 18 and you were told that, like, you know, you've got a chance in the next 10 years of having a heart attack, and it had no impact. It was like, whatever.
I mean, I can't really remember. I might have worried about it for a bit and then pushed it to the back of my mind, or it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was.
And it reminds me very, very similar of the time, and very young, very similar age to yourself, and I'd had my third motorcycle accident, and the surgeon was saying to me, the likelihood of you ever walking again is very unlikely.
Yeah.
And I'd had damaged my spine, and finally had spinal surgery, and as you've seen, I walk and
quickly as well.
To be honest,
for someone that's been told they'd never walk again, I barely keep up sometimes.
To be honest with you, and I remember when it was Mr. Dove, bless his cotton socks, he's no longer with us, and he was the one that finally did the spinal surgery and got me back walking. 2.5 years. In a wheelchair, and I never lost that determination. Nah, this is not for me. It never felt right.
Yeah,
that's the biggest thing for me. It didn't feel right. You know, when somebody says something, you think, nah, that doesn't fit. It doesn't sound right.
Yeah, it's not on my vision board.
That's right. But it is one of the biggest issues that I have as a coach and supporting people, is that the vast majority of us know when there is something not good for us, whether it's too much food, too much drink, too much smoking, too much of whatever it is, too much thinking.
Yeah.
You know, and even though we know all of this stuff, there is that point of where we just don't do anything about it.
Definitely. And I think the first thing in all of, it's the same theme in all of these different areas where you see this, is wherever that's the case, the first thing is noticing. So, like, I practice gratitude, as I've talked about on the radio before. And the first thing that you do is you notice. You don't necessarily do the gratitude straight away. The process is to just notice things, be aware of things, just make a little mental note. It's the same with everything. People that go to support groups for, like, Alcoholic Anonymous, the first step is accepting that you've got an issue, isn't it?
And being able to say it.
Yeah. It doesn't necessarily mean you need to deal with it today. You're not going to deal with it today if it's a massive thing to deal with.
Absolutely.
But the first step is noticing, accepting, or whatever. So with those things, I think, where we notice those behaviours, I think the key is, even if you're not ready to deal with it now, journal it. Just write it down. Say, I've noticed that I'm drinking too much, or I'm doing this too much. And then write, are you going to do something about it? Set a goal, maybe, how to deal with that? Or maybe it's just as simple as, I'm going to check in next week and see if it's the same. Yeah. You know.
I think that, you know, it really does, and there's no surprise that what we do, we've been doing this together for a long time now, so there's no surprise that we sort of talk about very similar things. But the process that I take people through, generally speaking, when I meet somebody for the first time and I ask them who they are really, they don't have that much awareness of who they really are and what they really want to do. And that really is the first stage. The second stage is actually doing exactly what you just said, which is becoming aware.
Yeah.
Of, and this is where we do the things like the I am exercise, and we find words to describe the real us. I am kind, I am ambitious, etc., etc. And the moment that you identify one word that describes the authentic you, you then take it into the next level, which is the practice. And you start to practice that. So you start practicing being kind to yourself and being kind to others.
Mm.
And then very, very quickly after you've started practicing that, and you practice on a daily basis, you then move into the fourth stage. And the fourth stage is perfection. And that's where it just becomes part of your natural daily responses
to life. Without thinking.
I am just kind.
That is you.
That's me. And that really is those four stages that we have to go through.
Yeah.
What I wanted to sort of ask, Glenn, is about ourfuturehealth.org.uk. It sounds like a phenomenal opportunity.
Yeah.
For a number of things. The first thing is it's always good to get those. Do you get the results yourself after?
Yeah. So for the cholesterol bit, they do that there and then with the finger prick, and then they give you the feedback immediately on that. They do your height and your weight and tell you whether you're in your BMI range and stuff like that. And they do the blood pressure as well. So obviously if you had high blood pressure or low blood pressure at that point, they would tell you that directly. They're nurses in the where you go. I'll tell you in a minute where it is, but they're like nurses that do it, take you through the process. And then they take the blood sample, and I think that's the bit that then gets sent away, and they'll study it. And I don't know if they come back to you individually. I think if they found something, they would contact you directly.
Okay.
But otherwise, you don't expect to hear back on that. That's just to go into their big data set that they're going to obviously use.
So the value
forward.
For this then is that...
You also get a £10 voucher, so that is an actual value.
Okay.
But, you know.
So you get a £10 voucher. You get to know whether or not your cholesterol is high or low.
Yeah, cholesterol, blood pressure,
Height, weight, BMI. It's a definite yes. It's a no-brainer, really.
Do you know what? The other thing to just touch on here is we talk a lot about paying it forward, and I think that's a way of paying it forward. You're giving them some data about you that is not particularly personal. You know, it's not things that are, it's just I'm a person. There's other people. Yeah. If that helps somebody in some way, it's not that dissimilar to going to give blood, which is something that I do as well. But it's, and actually, I think I didn't do this, but you can actually combine the blood taking bit with your giving blood appointment as well. Services are linked. The process in terms of signing up, where because they're in Northampton, they're traveling around the country in this big like mobile unit, but they're in, I went to, it was the Morrison's on Kettering Road. They've got it in the car park there. It's like a bit, it's quite an impressive like building, because it's like it's a the back of a lorry, but it opens when it's parked, it expands out width
right,
so
I've
it's like
them,
double
yeah.
the
yeah,
width
yeah.
So when you go in, it's like a proper mobile surgery thing, but it's like, but I was, because I was sat in the waiting room anyway, I was then looking up at all of the runners and stuff. I was working out like, so that's how that goes across there, and then you know, so when it's on the road, it's now you couldn't have that on the road.
No.
I mean, it'd take up three lanes, you know.
Wow.
But yeah, it was quite interesting.
So at the moment they are over in
Morrison's car park on the
Kettering Road.
But you just kind of sign up online, and then it, and then you can pick where you go and stuff like that. So the website is ourfuturehealth.org.uk.
And so all people need to do is to go on to ourfuturehealth.org.uk. They can register.
Yeah, just register.
They can go along, find out, you know, some of those really important stuff like cholesterol and your blood pressure, you know, whether or not you are a little bit overweight. And it, those are the reality checks that I think are so important.
Well, that's right, yeah, because it just flags something you might not have been thinking about. And then it's up to you what you choose to do with that information. But at the end of the day, it's just makes sense, doesn't it, to...
It does.
To look after ourselves.
And it does not... excuse me. It is the, you know, the very gentle kick up the bum that that what we're trying to do to give to you guys out there that are listening, particularly if you're out here in Northampton. Get yourself over to Morrison's Car Park on the Kettering Road. Do yourself a favour and actually go and have this test.
Yeah.
Not only are the value for you, you're paying it forward for somebody else and you're taking it back at the same time. We're going to cut this short today on this, but like what I think is really, really important is that if you want to go and be a part of the Future Healths organisation, it's an amazing opportunity for you and everybody else. Something that we're going to we want to be sharing with you is about our social media platform called The Reality Check. The concept of it is that we are going to try and enable everybody, you, me, Glenn, and everybody else, to have a place where we can go and just say good morning and we'll have some positive responses. We can go and pay forward when we can and we can take it back when we need it. Next week, we're going to be talking about that in a little bit more depth. We've now got our QR code all developed and sorted. We're all ready to go. So we're going to share that with you next week. So get yourselves back here on Revolution Radio's The Reality Check, and we'll let you know where you can come and join us on the social media platform of The Reality Check. Glenn, is there anything that you wanted to say to everybody before we disappeared today?
Actually, I did just want to give a quick shout out to Kay, who is, he writes poetry, he's Northampton. He writes poetry. He can be found behind the library. But I met him last week while I was in town, and he was selling his poems. And I liked his approach to us in the street and that, but I liked his entrepreneurial spirit. So big shout out to Kay and his book of rhymes, which I purchased.
And let's get Kay on the show.
Yeah.
Let's get him to share some of his poems, and we can hear why he gets the, where he gets the inspiration from his poems. I love poems, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It's something I've tried to do myself, but never successful.
No.
Same with writing songs. Any people think that when you hear a song, it sounds simple. But then when you get to the point of trying to write it, forget it. Well, there you go, guys. I hope that you're having a great week. Enjoy the sun. Keep hydrated. And we will see you next week. And we may have a very special guest on for you for next week, too. But until then, catch you soon.